It is one bell of the afternoon watch. This is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair, broadcasting live, unscripted, and unrehearsed from the voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band and streaming all over the world, from Singapore on one side of the world to the Kingdom of Sweden on the other, on voiceofbashan.org. I did not start my broadcast with a good afternoon because this is not a good afternoon for your captain. I send greetings out to the loyal listeners, and in particular to those listeners who are still on active duty in my service in the Coast Guard. And the reason why I am framing it that way is because when I get to the binnacle list, I'm going to put my entire service, my much-loved Coast Guard, a service that I have served for over 70 years. So my greetings in particular go out to all of Captain Joe's people who listen to me alive every week, wherever you are in the world and wherever I am in the world. And in particular, those who, being still on active duty, may be and will be and should be in a position to pick up the hawser, the bitter end of which I'm going to lay out in the binnacle list. It was my intention, when I was framing in my mind, when I came and climbed up into the captain's chair, which I do every week, that this would be a broadcast in fulfillment of our joint mission to feel just a little bit better about ourselves and about the world in which we live each time that we muster together for quarters on the Fantail. But this morning, I was clearing my traffic. I was looking in the Naval Institute traffic, the traffic from G Captain, from the Navy Times, and from a couple of other places that I look to get pieces that about which I'm going to comment on my broadcast. And there was a signal there from a much trusted friend in Michigan, who sent me the most recent CNN cable news network piece about the disgraceful conduct of some cadets at the Coast Guard Academy, and now the disgraceful, it apparently is there is enough confirmation of this for me to be able to talk about it. The equally disgraceful conduct on the part of my commandant, not the one that's sitting in the chair right now, not Admiral Fagan, although it remains to be seen what Admiral Fagan is going to do, and I'll comment on that in just a moment. But a predecessor commandant, and because he's named and his photograph appears in the CNN article, I will name him as well, Admiral Schultz. Setting aside the lack of enthusiasm and the lack of pushing the polar icebreaker story and construction, that's going to be the subject of another broadcast. I will include it in another broadcast. My disgust on that is very high. But Admiral Schultz and his deputy, Admiral Ray, the vice commandant, apparently took steps to be the vehicle, the instrument for the concealment of all of the investigative work that was done. My eyes grow dim. I can hardly see. I've worn my Academy ring every day of my life from the first day that I earned the right to wear it. It's on my left hand now. The proper hand, by the way, that rings of commitment, engagement rings, wedding rings, Academy class rings, rings of commitment are worn. I've worn it every day of my life from the day that I first earned the right to wear it. It is turned around and upside down on my ring finger on my left hand today. The article that was sent to me, I've not read in its entirety. I got through the first few paragraphs, and I knew that I had to say something about it today. The question could be legitimately asked, well, Captain Joe, why don't you just let people read it? Don't bring it to anybody's attention. Just let people read it if they don't happen to catch CNN, then it will have passed them by, and maybe there won't be quite so much publicity. In examining my conscience on this subject, there are three reasons that I came up with. The first one is that all of you who listen to me depend on me to get back up into the captain's chair and be there where you can see me and hear me in times good and bad. I did my broadcast live the day after Mary R. died. You all will, who have been with me that long, will remember that. I have at the same time talked about all of the good things that my service has done, is doing today, all over the world, and will continue to do so long as the Republic shall live. Of that I'm certain. But you all depend on me also to tell you the truth as I see it, to be honest with you, and to tell you what I believe and what I see, and not to avoid subjects which are difficult or sad or, in this case, malignant. And so that's the first reason. I know that many of you, especially island people, know that I am a guardian, a Coast Guardsman, that I've made no secret of that, and that I have frequently proclaimed the good news. And when there is bad news, the straight scoop should come from the captain's chair. So that's the first reason. The second reason is that there are people who listen to me who are still on active duty. There are people who listen to me who are in command positions. If just one of them says, Captain Joe, from the captain's chair, is saying, I need to look at my own command philosophy. I need to make sure that what I'm doing is in fulfillment of the mission, whatever that mission may be at any given time, and taking care of the people that are entrusted to me to carry out that mission. Both of those are equally important. They both must happen at the same time. They are mutually inclusive. All of this is very simple. And that is the guiding, those are the two guiding principles. They are all melded together in one. So what I'm hoping is that one or two or three people who are still on active duty and who are in a position to influence how my service, our service, their service, your service, even if you've never served, it's your service. Each of us took an oath to be that service for you. And so, if only one or two or three of those who are still on active duty and who are in a position to influence, or those who were recently on active duty and still have positions of influence with the service leadership, will say, I'm going to scrub away all of this business. We don't need a commission. We don't need some sort of a stand down. Just the opposite. We need, instead of standing down while we examine our conscience, while we peer into our navels, what we need is a reaffirmation to all of the young people who are serving today that we're going to not only fix this, but we're going to clean out, rouse out, clean, and restow the gear locker. I wrote that in many, many inspection reports in all of the ships that I was privileged to command. A gear locker, you rouse it out, you clean it out, you restow it. That's what we need to do in our service. The commandant has the opportunity not only to look at all of these things having to do with concealment, covering, CYA, but all of the managerial complexities that have been allowed to creep into our service to get away from, the idea is that each of us should be a shipmate one unto the other. That's as simple as you can get, and that's what this is really all about. My third reason is a personal one. And it is a personal catharsis, and you are hearing me, you're hearing it in the tone of my voice right now. You're hearing me flush out my own sadness, my own disappointment, my own sense of betrayal, because I feel like I, personally, I've lived in this service for over 70 years. And it was and is and will be until I cross my own bar a part of my life. And so I need to rouse out, clean, and restow my own personal service and military gear locker. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm depending on all of Captain Joe's people. All of you have been so gracious and so kind and so supportive as I work through with you and with so many people, so many of the people who listen to me, whether it be on this broadcast, whether it be when I get to pontificate doing my tours out at Point Robinson, whether it is in my own family, whether it is friends of family rank, at least all of you know where I stand. At least all of you know where I have failed. And at least all of you know where I am in picking myself up and climbing back up into the captain's chair. And that's what the commandant has to do for all of us. So I've taken up half of my time to talk about this, and that is what I have to say about all of that. I want everybody who has served, every single one of Captain Joe's people who has served, to make sure that you are registered with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Whether you believe that you have any service-connected disability, it is necessary that each of us who has served make sure that the Department of Veterans Affairs knows of us and our service, and this can only happen if you register. And in particular, we're coming up on a very important deadline, and that has to do with the PACT Act, P-A-C-T Act. The PACT Act was enacted and signed by the Commander-in-Chief just a year ago. And in particular, the motivation for it was to provide health care and compensation for those people who had been affected by the burn pits in the Middle East. But the act was expanded to include a number of other conditions, and also a number of conditions were added to the Agent Orange list. So I bring this up here today because we're coming up on a deadline. That deadline is tomorrow, and that is that you need to get on to the register, the PACT Act register, if you are entitled to any compensation, to have that retroactive back to the day of enactment of the act, which was on the 8th or 9th of August, 2022. And the way that you do this is that you go on to the Department of Veterans Affairs website. I've got two of them here. The first one is va.gov, veteransaffairs.gov, or the one that I just looked up is myhealth, all one word, myhealth, myhealth.va.gov. Get on that website, and it will tell you how you make the registration, how you get on the registration. If you are an in-country Vietnam vet, you served in-country, or you served along the coast in Vietnam during the Vietnam War period, and you are not on the Agent Orange register, get on the Agent Orange register, even if you believe that you were not exposed or that you do not have any of the conditions, because those things can change, and they can change very quickly, as do I well know in my own personal situation. Myhealth.va.gov. Do it today. It is my wish, my hope, and my command that all of Captain Joe's people who have served will get on the register, will register with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Even if you think you're not entitled, you may well be, and that's why the system of service officers was created. My particular service officer was from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and he did not mention to me until he had helped me complete all of the forms that he was also able to accept applications, but he did not even mention membership in the VFW. I was happy to tell him that I was indeed not only a member, but a life member of VFW. I keep my membership in Wilmington, North Carolina, because that's where I first became a member of the VFW. So, myhealth, all one word, .va.gov. And use that to check out, first of all, becoming a registrant with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and secondly, to start the process if you feel that you have had any of the exposures. It will give you a list of all of the presumptive conditions. Yesterday, there were two things, 2 days, and they were yesterday. The first one is it was National Lighthouse Day, and I was reminded of that by two places, two of Captain Joe's people who sent me signals wishing me a happy National Lighthouse Day, because they know that I'm very much involved today with the lighthouse here on the magical Isle of Vashon, Point Robinson Lighthouse. I did my tours out there this last Sunday. I had another group of just wonderful people come and talk to me, not only about lighthouses, but the conversations always expand into other things. I had some great children and some great dogs as part of my tours. Yesterday, National Lighthouse Day. The lighthouse service predates the Coast Guard, actually. It goes back to 1789. And one of the first pieces of legislation that President Washington signed was in 1789. It was a law that transferred over to the federal government all of the lighthouses that were in the original 13 colonies and then the original 13 states. It remains in the federal government today. The lighthouse service originally was in the Department of Commerce. And then in 1939, Franklin Roosevelt transferred it over to the Coast Guard, where it remains today. The second day yesterday was Purple Heart Day. And I am in particular mentioning Purple Heart today because last week I talked about the crossing of the bar of our friend Alert Emeritus, and I explained why I call him that. And Toby was a holder of the Purple Heart from wounds that he sustained in Vietnam. I've also explained in my broadcast the last week talking about this that. It was his don't give up the ship that got him to go back on active duty after he had recovered from his wounds. It was intended by the Coast Guard leadership that he should be retired, medically retired. And he said, no, I'm not ready to retire. I'm ready to go back on active duty. And he persisted. He did not give up the ship. So I'm talk briefly about surveys. Actually, I'm not. I'm gonna wait for next week, and I will talk about surveys. I don't think much of them, surveys and polls. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to take a couple more minutes to establish a new feature from the captain's chair. I'm going to begin a campaign to expunge certain words that have become au courant in the English language, in the American English language. So the first one is, we are not going to use it anymore in this context. Weaponization. Weaponization in the context of applying it to certain groups, certain organizations, to military people, weapons are, you carry a personal weapon. My own personal weapon in Vietnam was an M1 carbine. Not an M1 Garand, but an M1 carbine, which... how I acquired that is another story for another time. Lovely little weapon, and I gave it when I came back. I gave it to a friend of family rank who was beginning his Army career, and after all these years, he is now retired as a sergeant major. I hope Sergeant Major is still firing that lovely little M1 carbine. So we have personal weapons, shipboard weapons, aircraft weapons, not people weapons, not applied to people. There is no such verb in the English language as to weaponize. There is no gerund in the English language weaponizing. And I'm tired of hearing it. And so it is now removed from the lexicon of words, at least that your captain will use. If you hear me use the word weapon, it will be in the context of weapons that we carry aboard ship. Weapons that we carry as our personal weapons, but not applied to groups or people or anything like that. Be gone, weaponization. It is gone from your captain's heart and mind and soul. I've acquired a new cat, and her name is Blossom. I may have reported on here that Ellery became a casualty of coyotes here on the island. She went on patrol. She did not return. And then not too long after that, we found a little bit of fur up on the slope, up on the hill of my driveway, and believed that that was what was left of her. In any case, she never returned. Sailor and I had a family meeting, which I always chair. Kitchen counter family meetings, KCFMs, which I always chair. But he said, we need to have somebody back in the house to take care of. I said, Sailor, you're absolutely right. So let us begin the search. I wanted another cat that nobody else wanted, one that I was willing to accept, one that had a few years and nautical miles on her hull frame. And I was not particularly concerned if, and it had to be a female. I wasn't ready to have two male cats facing off in the peaceable kingdom, which I command, and therefore, so it had to be a lady, and it had to be a lady, could be a lady of some years. So I put out the specs, and my friend Michelle was, as always, when it comes to many things, but in this particular case, came to the cat search. We discovered one that fit that particular, those particular specs. She's black, and people don't want black cats for reasons which are not clear to me. She is started out being advertised as 9 years old, and then the shelter that let me have her updated that to 19 years, although she doesn't look like that. And she is very reclusive. So we are working. She had been in this shelter for about 10 years, and she was in competition with about 10 other cats. So anyway, we are working the problem together. Her name is Blossom, and I've chosen not to change her name. She's already had enough trauma in her life. And I'm going to every so often let all of Captain Joe's people know how we're doing, how Blossom and Sailor and I are doing together. All too quickly, once again, and on this sad day for your captain, we've come to the end of our time together. This is, as always, your Captain Joe. We never say goodbye. We say until we meet again, which will be next week right here. And as always, I am up in the captain's chair. I'm sitting up tall and straight and looking out over the horizon, confident that my service is going to rouse out clean and restow itself. This is your Captain Joe. As always, I'm on station and watching properly.